I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The latest clashes on Lebanon's southern border killed an Israeli farmer and a Reuters reporter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says if Hezbollah wants a war, they'll get it. And Israel will turn Beirut into another Gaza. The question is, does Lebanon want to go to war? Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki.
Lebanon is struggling in many ways and on many fronts. And we can no longer afford another war. We cannot afford more death, destruction.
In the past 3 years, Lebanon has endured a historic port explosion as well as economic and government collapse. Please pray the Lord will provide everything Heart for Lebanon needs to care for the vulnerable.
People of Lebanon are more eager for times of tranquility, times of development, rather than rebuilding from wars.
Under decades of socialism, Argentina's public school system has seen secular ideals and anti-biblical values pushed into the classroom. Additionally, being a teacher in Argentina doesn't pay much, so the nation faces a teacher shortage. Over the last few years, Argentinian believers have partnered with Teach Beyond to launch a Christian teacher training college, which opened in March. Marisol Gomez with Teach Beyond in Argentina says behind this push for Christian education,
parents are for the very first time getting involved with opening schools and the Christian movement in education. And I can see that kind of revival among Christian educators in Argentina as well.
Please pray for Christian education to point Argentinian students to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.